Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat Madeline Gerwick lineup, following their shows each Friday. Thanks for listening. Today, we will learn from aromatherapist Mary Ellen Rayner. Mary Ellen formerly held positions as manager of a law firm and manager of investor relations for a large international corporation headquartered in San Francisco. In 1995, she left the corporate arena to search for the healing arts for a path that would satisfy her concerns about family genetics that included cancer, heart disease, and brain tumors. In the course of these explorations, she earned a Master of Science degree in natural health and studied adaptive mechanisms, craniosacral therapy, integrated awareness, and zero balancing. Today, she focuses on aromatherapy and has developed an intuitional relationship with essential oils. She is attuned to recognize their gifts in developing blends that express an individual's core essence and support life's many transitions. She believes and is personally has experienced the therapeutic and spiritual value of aroma oil and how to incorporate them in daily life so you can soothe the mind, body, and spirit, elevate spiritual consciousness, release physical and emotional tensions, and bring elegance and joy into the environment. Her delight is in assisting others to explore their unlimited potential for healing and embracing their inherent gift, celebrating life, by introducing them to these powerful elements of nature. Her signature brand is called Core Essences. Mary Ellen joined the Transformational Enterprises team, this is the team that I work with, in 2005, and collaborated with me to create exclusive essential oil blends under the name Aromandalas as a companion for all of the meditation CDs recorded by me, along with the manuals and sacred journeys that we have gone on with our customers. Mary Ellen and I have enjoyed a unique relationship and continue to collaborate to introduce the Healing Edge Aromandala essential blend that contributes to the shift in consciousness and the healing of our planet. So welcome, Mary Ellen. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning, Maureen. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
So each week on our show, we inspire you with phenomenal information. So look to us to discuss this information with permanent change ideas. We like to give you ideas to grow your connection with the universe, increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tips and tools that you can use right now. And each week, we'll try to answer one of your questions. Now, before I talk with Mary Ellen, I want to let you know that you can order your personal Akashic Records reading as part of our May Divine Feminine Month, that we are offering a special that includes your personal Akashic Records reading, the remarkable Akasha Aromandala Essential Oil Blend developed by Mary Ellen, and a recording of all of your reading that is included at a special price that's less than our regular price of a reading. This is available only in the month of May, the discount being an inviting 30% off our regular price. So remember to get your Akashic Record reading. Now, Mary Ellen, you have a unique gift that came through. And what we'd like to do to start with is ask you, how did you become interested in essential oils when you have so many other therapies you could have chosen?
It was an interesting process, Maureen, and one that I followed simply because it felt so strong as I look back with the path developing before me. As you said, I studied a lot of primarily movement in the body and skeleton and energetics, combining those for emotional healing and through body movement, because everything's recorded. Every moment of our lives is recorded in our skeletons, in our tissues, and in our cells. And through a friend who studied with me, I was introduced to essential oils. And I discovered that in they went deeper into bringing up with clarity emotional memory, woundedness that I was holding in my body and in my memory, and it brought it to the surface in such an impactful way that I needed to research it further.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. You're saying that essential oils will bring up hidden wounds that you don't know you have that are causing illness?
Yes. Yes.
And so how does that work?
I believe strongly that our emotions and feelings that we hide, that we don't acknowledge, that we don't bring forward for healing and clearing, are those which contribute hugely to the illnesses that we suffer in lifetime.
So how does that work? I mean, what's the science that tells us that?
I believe you could go into psychiatry, psychotherapy, any of the sciences where they deal with things that we hold, like anger. Anger turned inward can come forward as a migraine, maybe as a stomach ulcer. That kind of unexpressed and withheld from self-awareness emotion is very, very strong in our bodies and produces a lot of chemical reactions, chemical and physical.
So how does aromatherapy work with that?
Essential oils are the volatile part of plants and bushes and trees. The vegetable kingdom evolved on the earth before the animal kingdom. And it was there, I believe, created by Source to help us. And essential oils are distilled or taken from the vegetable kingdom, from flowers, plants, bushes, and trees. And they have the capability, because of their construct, because of their chemical chain, the way they are designed, that is so close to us and to ourselves and to our receptors within the brain, so to speak, the way we're designed, that essential oils go quickly, bypassing the blood-brain barrier, go quickly to the very center, deep center of our brain, scientifically called the limbic system, and that's where ancient memory resides. That's where all our memories reside. Essential oils can go directly there and bring forth a memory, a wound, a recalling that can come to awareness so it can be recognized and I believe cleared. Remember, one thing that first impressed me was every time I walked past a lilac bush, I could recall my childhood and the lilac bush outside my parents' bedroom window. The memory would come instantly, and I'm sure many people have had similar reactions.
So what you're saying then is that by smelling an essential oil, we don't have to think the process. It begins the process.
It begins the process.
So we have the ability then to make the conscious decision to use the oil, but then once we engage with it, our consciousness takes a back seat, and the essential oil opens us up to what?
I would say at that point, as you describe it, it would open us up to that wonderful thing called choice. And if you have a sudden, flash of anger or awareness or memory come forward, then at that moment you can choose to say, ah, that was then. This is now. wherever it came from, a childhood memory, you can say, I'm the adult now, and I need no longer to hold that against a parent or some situation.
I remember you telling me in the early years that was kind of a difficult thing to wrap your brain around, at least the way, most of us are taught to think, and that is the whole idea that an essential oil could go past my consciousness and get to where I was storing my anger or pain that was hidden even from me. And
yes.
I still struggle with that, but I know what you say is true, and I'm just wondering if you can offer any other insight to that before we take our break. Or maybe we should leave that as the big question for after the break, but, you know, what do you think?
Fragrance is very powerful. Religions, churches, priests, shamans have used it throughout the ages, and, you know, God, spirit, whatever you choose to call it, I'm sure intended it for a reason, and this is the way I've discovered, you know, to use the oils and the blends and let them come through to provide that tool if one chooses to use it. There are many paths. If one chooses to use this one, in my experience, it's been a very powerful one.
Fabulous. Well, you're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. We'll be right back with more information on aromatherapy, Aromandala, with Mary Ellen Rayner.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver. Resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in Wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference Wellness pet foods can make, and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Our special guest today, Mary Ellen Rayner, is an aromatherapist. She's a master blender and our special aromatherapist for Transformational Enterprises, Inc., the company that I work with that offers essential oil blends that match our meditation CD and also our workshop and our sacred journey. Mary Ellen and I have been speaking about aromatherapy and its special uses for healing and her research that brought her to the place where she recognized essential oil could be used to heal deep-seated wounds. And that brings me to the next question of how did you get started working with the blend as healing emotional wounds?
Well, Maureen, that, again, is an interesting journey. Discovering that aroma molecules get as close to the brain as possible without actually being the brain. In other words, they stimulate the brain, and the olfactory bulb reaches out to meet them. Thus, aroma evokes memory. So there's a huge scientific word that I won't even begin to pronounce right now, but I found out while getting my master's degree that it was the chemistry of the essential oils that really evoked memory in my body to bring forward things I had not recognized. With this research, I got more and more interested, and that's kind of my background, like out of the legal world, research and writing. And so with the research came, how do I work with these oils? And that was blending.
I see.
Blending them together.
Okay.
To discover how they would work, how they would work with me and others.
The blend started talking to you, as I recall.
They did. The first blend that came through was I was preparing to leave on the Mary Magdalene journey with you. I believe that was in September of 2006. I remember the year, but not the month quite clearly. And I had a dream the night before we were to leave, and it was such a profound dream. I woke up, and I had this formula in my mind. I knew how many drops of which particular oils. Not knowing at 4 a.m. if I even had enough of those oils, I got up and got out my mixing and blending material, and lo and behold, I had exactly enough to create 10 small bottles for each person that was on that journey together, and we used it in a very sacred way, I believe a very ancient and sacred way, in a cave in Bethany. That was the beginning of aromadollas.
Now, when this occurred, we had no idea that this would be the beginning of the product line aromadollas. But I can tell you, as you retold that story just now, and I had forgotten some of the details, when you just retold it, my whole body just had the biggest reaction, and it was like deep resonance, and the whole idea of creating something in the moment. And, you know, for those of you who believe that it's possible for the ascended masters or the saints to come through us, you know, we've talked about this before, but we were going on a Mary Magdalene sacred journey, and I really think that was Mary Magdalene that came through in your dream time, don't you?
I believe so, too.
So this first set of blends then became part of what is now known as the Mary Magdalene Trilogy. Why don't you talk about what that does?
The Mary Magdalene Trilogy is just absolutely so very, very powerful, particularly in the way in what we're dealing with in the world, it seems, these days. And it really speaks to kind of this victim mentality that we all hold, whether we're male or female. And it awakens that to help us recognize, you know, we're not victims. We've just chosen a path, and the path we've chosen leads to these circumstances. And it helps us to acknowledge that our lives aren't about servitude, about service to someone or something else. It's about servitude. It's about service, not servitude, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That in opening your heart and having compassion and acknowledging that God is within, God, Goddess, is in everything, in everyone, then we lose that martyr. We acknowledge that we've been acting out of a martyrdom or a victim mentality, and recognize that we are the divine.
And as someone who uses these oils practically every day in many different ways, I can tell you that when I use one of the oils because I'm trying to address a specific feeling, I instantly feel better. It's just amazing. I'm sure you get that same feedback.
I do. Continually. We're even beginning to feedback from pet owners.
Oh, yes. We should jump to that briefly. But before we go to that, I want to talk a little bit about the Arrow Mandala blend called Merkaba Mystique, because it addresses anger. So many people have to struggle with anger, and how do they deal with it? And I wonder if you could speak to that just a little.
I can, and Merkaba Mystique was the next one, I believe, after the Magdalene Trilogy.
Yes.
Was the first one of the matching companions for your CDs. And what we discovered with Merkaba Mystique, and I was not aware of this in its creation. I just allowed it to come through from the guides, and I truly believe Mary Magdalene, because it was on that journey that I discovered that she was one of the first to use essential oils in healing. But because many of us, especially me, who was used to working with the oils, began to have a very strong skin sensation reaction to that blend, that we were beginning to think, should we pull it off? When I was told from the guides that helped me with this blending that this was dealing with anger, and that's why it was surfacing with such redness on the skin. And that blend was here to help us
transform
go into
our
a place
anger.
Of
and
compassion.
I can attest to that, that whenever you have a bad day or a bad customer or a difficult conversation with someone, that blend just cuts right through and smooths it over and makes you feel that you're heard and understood, and it clears your feeling of resistance that we all seem to have. I need to move on because I want to make sure that we talk about what has been happening most recently with the animal kingdom and some of the newer blends that have come through. So, Mary Ellen, what's going on with the animal kingdom and your essential oil blends?
This is very, very interesting because I had no expectation it would go this direction, because in studying, I had always been told, like there are all these rules around almost everything, that essential oils don't work well with animals. And lo and behold, a friend of mine who is not only an artist, but an animal communicator, asked me if I had anything that would help her 21-year-old cat that was getting ready to depart but having a difficult time. And I had just a little bit of the newest blend. It was called Covenant. And I said, I've never worked with animals, and I gave it to her. I said, but here, you're welcome to try this. And lo and behold, I got the most wonderful email from her saying that once she used it with her 21-year-old Siamese cat, the cat settled down, stopped crying all night, seized some of the kidney problems that was happening, and had a peaceful 2 weeks before she did choose to leave.
That's amazing. And we've heard from other animal owners, and we've also, you have your own personal story, because your own beloved pet, Petite, had to have a little surgery or extra tension at the vet and was having a difficult time as well. And you might
yes.
tell that story too.
I did. Petite is 10 years old. She comes and goes from the cottage when I'm blending, so I thought she was pretty used to the oils and the scents that reside here. But she did have surgery just 8 days ago. And thus I had to keep a 10-year-old cat who's been an outdoor cat mostly inside for 10 days. And I needed to get a cage. And she struggled and struggled and would just not want to go into that cage until I remembered what Colleen said with her cat. And I thought, I'm going to try just a bit of Covenant in the cage. So I put a little bit on a piece of cotton, tucked it under the pad that I had in there for her to sleep. And sure enough, the next time she went into the cage without the struggle, although she did turn around and give me that sad, long look that said, what did I do wrong? But I know we have a covenant, we have agreement, and I'll be okay.
Well, we're just about out of time, but I want people to know how they can reach Mary Ellen. It's mary-ellen@maureenstgermain.com. Mary maureen-ellen@maureenstgermain.com. And I want to give you a quick reminder of our May Akashic Special is good through the end of May. Sign up today and get our Aramandala's Akasha. That's the one of the blends Mary Ellen developed to help you remember your reading. It's a recording of your reading along with your 50-minute session. And this is all for less than what a normal reading would cost. These readings are transformational and that they invite you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness. Understand and know your options, reconfirm hunches, and give your information that supports you to be your best self. We have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound. Use them to clear shame, anger, frustration, resentment, and more. Thanks for listening. This is Maureen St. Germain with Mary Ellen Rayner.